In the morning.
And don't forget, if you send us $40 now, you too can learn how to drive a bulldozer in the privacy of your living room.
What?
That's right. Dial now at 556-1250 and send us $40 in the mail.
And you get what?
You can learn how to drive a bulldozer in the privacy of your living room.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's right.
1250 WTMA and Steve King with more classic rock, roll, and soul coming at you this hour. Percy Sledge on the way. Also, the Delphonics, Dan Supremes, too, for the mighty TMA.
WTMA. We are reliving the memories of the 70s and 80s today with News Talk 1250 WTMA. John Quincy in for Richard Todd with Morning Buzz in the studio with us. We've got Gary London, former WTMA afternoon drive disc jockey from the 70s.
There you go.
And John Burwell, who was middays, did the middle of the day shifts most of the time.
For many, many years.
And was production director of the WTMA, responsible for lots and lots of great commercials.
By now at the...
At the
Big Line Haven
Drive-In.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Kirk Varner on the line, who is a WTMA DJ sensation, a teenage DJ sensation.
He was the boy wonder. He would do anything you ask him.
Yes, indeed he do.
Just to get his foot in the door.
That was my Keith Nichols imitation of 1974.
That was close. Take some steroids.
We're going to try something next to see if the WTMA DJs of the past still have their chops. I have selected some songs at random. Some songs they used to play on the radio when they were brand new. We're going to go back to 1974 here. I know all these guys were working on the radio now to give them a chance to be on WTMA once more and show us your sound. But they have no idea what the song is. Let's start with Burwell here since he's a... Well, he's just
John Burwell. I don't get to punch the record.
You can point at Madeline in the other room, okay? When you're ready to go, okay?
I'm ready.
Has he got all intros to it?
Yeah, it's got an intro.
Okay.
Ready?
What we got? I'm ready.
Oh! 1250 WTMA. About 75 degrees right now. Looking for a high today of 92. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go with Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Hit the post, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I knew it.
All right.
There you go. That's the way we did it. Just like that.
Just like that. I hope I know. Now let's try Gary. Yeah, you'll know this song. You probably played it a million times. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Gary, go.
Oh, my God. Everlasting Love,
yeah!
Is it? Gee, Minetti, the mighty 1250 WTMA. It's 8:55, and we're going to have one scorcher of a day today. Hi. Take two, man.
You missed it. All right, Kirk, are you ready to do this via telephone, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's give Kirk a hit right here, okay? Go!
8:55, the mighty TMA. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's Friday morning. I've really got to use my imagination because my face is just so unbelievably beautiful. 92 degrees in the port city. It's going to be a scorcher. Put on that suntan lotion, kid.
Oh, man, it worked. Very, very good. Very, very good.
This is great.
All right, you guys still have it. I don't know why you're wasting your time in television, Kirk. You should be on a radio somewhere.
Oh, thank you very much.
How about some of the other guys you work with? Steve Russell. What do you remember about Steve Russell?
I got a great story. Steve had a big dilemma coming to WTMA because he was living in, I think, Barnwell?
Bamberg.
Yep.
I can tell you about Bamberg.
And he had a job for the Campbell Soup Company factory. Remember that?
No.
He had a job offer at the Campbell Soup Company factory, and we offered him a job at WTMA. And, I mean, he really had to really think hard, long, and pray about this thing. And finally chose to come into radio.
Well, I'm glad he did that because Steve Russell introduced me to my wife, whom I'm still married to,
Sylvia.
28 years later. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, he introduced me to her. It was Sylvia was his high school sweetheart.
But Steve is so smooth, and he hasn't changed a bit on the air. I mean, he's the way he sounded back on TMA. is the way he sounds today, just a little bit less
energy. When he was doing 7 to Midnight, he was a screamer, but when he got off of the 7 to Midnight,
he mellowed down.
He turned out to be the John Burwell of the 80s and 90s in this market because he was on a million commercials. As a matter of fact, was one of the first official station voices of WTMA when it was a news talk radio station back in 89. He was the voice of WTMA for many, many years.
He did the Piggly Wiggly commercials for quite a few years as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's still in town. He's got a DJ karaoke business. He does that, and he's just started doing he didn't have anything to do with his days, you know, because he's out at night playing music. Night, right. So he started cutting grass for folks. So if you'd like to have Steve Russell cut your grass.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's great.
Give us a call. We'll fix you up with his lawn work service as soon as we can figure out where he is.
You know, you mentioned a guy from the 70s, too, that I just caught back up with recently. Billy Smith, who I mentioned here, is up in Myrtle Beach, as is Ted Bell.
Yeah, that's right. It's Surf 94.9.
But Ted actually hired me when I was trying to launch my college career upstate in Orangeburg. Ted was running a radio station in Orangeburg and is a fabulous guy. And those are just two of the legendary line of voices who came through TMA in its heyday in the 60s, 70s, and all the way up until 1980, I guess.
The old Ted Bell Show.
As a matter of fact, you can go to WTMAmemories.com and see pictures of some of these guys that worked there. What about Keith Nichols? We had Keith Nichols here for our 65th anniversary.
Keith is the one that got me to Charleston. I was in college, and he told the program director about me and got me here like that, and Keith was, you know, Keith was an amazing guy working middays, but I think he and Billy Smith were about carbon copies of each other.
Sure.
All right, WTMA memories. That's what we're talking about today here on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Coming up next hour, the reunion of CJ and Buzz as we move into the 80s time of WTMA, but these guys are still going to be around from the 70s. We also are scheduled to hear from the very last program director of WTMA before it went country, Steve King. WTMA was a country station for a short period of time before it became News Talk. And we're going to talk about those very beginnings of News Talk with a guy from behind the scenes who's very, very important to WTMA, because without this guy, you could not hear us. That's all coming up in the next hour right here with Gary London, John Burwell, Kirk Varner. Got to cut you loose. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for being part of our radio show here.
Great to hear you, Kirk.
We look forward to talking to you on the Internet. Go to the website, WTMAmemories.com, and find out more about this great radio station.